So, dude, tell me why I finally got my friends to be on the podcast with me after so many attempts of blackmail, peer pressure, and just bribing with alcohol. And I'm not gonna lie, dude, because this is the fake truth after all. But the alcohol definitely worked. So hopefully you enjoy this podcast as much as I did. Man, we did. I had a ball, bro. So just sit back, relax, sip something with us, and just hear out our fake truth. All right, peace out. Yo, what's going on? It's your boy. We are out here one more time and again. This is the first time. But I got a special podcast today. I got the rowdiest people I know, dude. Look at this guy right here. He's mad rowdy. I got three of the best, rowdiest, craziest dudes in here. So, but we got my man Danny right here on the side. Post it up. Say some words if you want.
What's good? It's Danny. I'm posted up.
We got my chill-ass, trill-ass dude right here. Christian with the but. You already know. What's up, man?
How's it going, man? It's good to be here.
Yo, we mad rowdy out here. And last but not least, the guy that's always interrupting. Lord.
Last but not least.
This man is rowdy as hell, dude. The Lord Harambe himself, the guy that's going to lead this through 2021. What's up, Evan?
What up, man? You know, shit. You know, I'm still jet lagged, but fuck.
Jet lag? From where'd you come from?
Shit, you know, from the trenches. You know, we out here in Florida.
Florida?
It's hot as hell out here, man. Yo, thanks for having me.
Is that from the whole Super Bowl thing?
Nah, that's the state.
No, I know, but didn't Tampa Bay won?
Yeah, I was on that team, you know. You know, we had a good game. Patty Mahomes showed up, you know. But,
Patty?
You know, we ran what we got to do, you know. Shit, touchdown. Oh, wait, it's going.
Yeah, it's going. Is this thing on? Your dog is looking at me like all around. Like, yo, who the hell is this dude talking to the mic?
First of all, you didn't even introduce him.
Yeah.
So how dare you?
This is the mascot right here, Nike. So, look, he's chilling, dude. He's booling. Look.
He's a freaking drink holder. He's a freaking...
But anyways, I was going to ask y'all guys, if you guys... I thought about this, like, in the podcast, like, when you introduce yourself. You know how in the WWE you get like a song to introduce you when you're walking down the stage? What would be your song?
What would my song be? Banana, 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 banana. No.
What song is that?
Yeah, what song is that?
All Black?
Oh, yeah.
All Black by who?
Yeah. Oh, by Big L. No, it would be Big L and the one called
that's
the
favorite
Devil's
rapper?
Son.
That's your favorite rapper?
Dun, dun, dun. That would be my intro.
I literally beat John Cena's ass for his song.
Why?
Just because I like that song.
You were still
that song. It's rowdy. Hell yeah. Once you hear them little, like.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's the beginning of it.
That's rowdy.
I will say The Undertaker, but I can't disrespect
The Undertaker?
Yeah, The Undertaker.
Oh, like with the bells or whatever?
Oh, so you think so. You can actually choose
I guess. I don't know. I didn't think that.
Like,
you would just steal somebody else's thunder?
I don't want to disrespect him, though, because, you know,
that's why I didn't choose him.
Yeah, why are you going to steal somebody else's
thunder? But I love his theme song, though, man. Like
the bells?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, he was walking them off, dude. Dude,
come on. So, Stone Cold Steve Austin song where the glass breaks.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He runs with a freaking big ass F-150.
I just thought he just got like beers. I don't even know who threw the beers. Like when he like was on the top rope.
Someone was ready.
They're always ready. He like, yo, you know.
I'm like,
yo, throw it up, and he always caught it, dude. I never seen him miss.
They were foaming, all crazy.
You know where the people do the commentary? Know how there's chairs on the side, and sometimes they go down and get the chairs.
There's beers down there.
Yeah, the people that are there, that's their team.
The equipment management.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where they get the beers at.
The audience.
I thought it was from the audience.
Cause they weren't that close. They were flinging.
Yeah,
the
they were
audience.
Tossed, dude.
If
they
you
were
look
tossed.
At him, he's on the like he's
on the top
corner,
rope,
and they're coming from like the outside.
I always thought it was the audience. Who the hell would throw like? Oh yeah, I know Steve Austin. I gotta keep my tuck. You know, it's like on the holster. Like, yo, this.
Maybe it's the guys like the.
No, but if you think about it, what if everyone came in with that thought? Like, dude, I'm gonna throw the beer.
Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
probably don't even sell cancer.
Yeah, somebody from his team.
Yeah, it has to be. Like a bunch of cans just thrown at him.
He's like, start melting.
Yeah, he's melted.
What'd you guys think about that whole Bad Bunny? I never saw it. I didn't even know he was like into
what
WWE.
What do I think of Bad Bunny? He's cute as hell.
Nobody's gonna do the chirp.
No, I've never listened to a single one of his songs.
This guy always puts songs on.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's the only time I'll hear Bad Bunny.
It's because you don't gyrate your hips. I don't What's the last time your hips gyrated?
Gyrated?
Yeah,
what does that even mean?
Down and dance.
How does one gyrate a hip?
In a circle.
The left down, right up, left down, right
up. Yeah, I think it's a chat in the back of the club. Like,
I've never even been to a club.
Never. But if you would, you'd be like,
you wouldn't gyrate. You would probably do a two step. Like, you know, yeah, you're just in the club in the back.
I think this is a good topic to touch on.
What?
What kind of person are you in the club?
Yeah, I'll be... Dude, I went to
First of all, I've never been to a club.
You never been to a club?
Never been to a club. I don't ever plan on going to a club.
Why not?
I feel like... I don't know. That's just like not my
your scene?
Not my scene, not my environment. Because I'm looking around, looking at like everyone.
But that's because... Well, you wouldn't.
I feel like yourself. I'm saying. If you can go by yourself, then that's something else. You go to pick up somebody.
You're making it sound like you're there by yourself without somebody like jumping with you or something.
Like the couple times I went with Evan, I was with Evan.
No, I've never been to a club.
I went to a club with a group of friends, and I turned up like in a dance floor with myself.
That makes sense, but even then, if you guys, you three guys would be like, yeah, we're going, let's go to the club, I'd be like, nah. That's just not my thing, you know?
But why not? You haven't even done it, so you could do it. Not necessarily like, oh yeah, just do it once. I think that's my motto, just gotta do it once. Like, yeah, you might fail at it, or it might suck, or whatever. Like, yeah, but you know what? Yeah,
imagine failing at going to the club.
I mean, the only thing you're supposed to do is just go there, drink, and like just chill, right?
No, hell no. You drink before you get there. Because it's expensive as hell.
See, that's another thing. Why am I going to go there broke as hell, like not buying anything?
Why would you buy stuff there? Like a shot is like $1,000 when you could get like
fine then. When you go to the club, what do you want to do?
All right, so we lit by the time we get to the place, right? Dude. So that whole transaction, let me tell you the experience that I went. I went to the Volcan, the one right here on 26th Street, before it got beaten.
I'm thinking of La Cueva.
Yeah, La Cueva.
My bad.
Oh, you was
there? No, that's the one everyone makes fun of.
I know.
Yeah, so the Volcan was like, it had like three floors. The ground floor, the like, I guess like kind of, you want to say like a Hispanic floor, and then the VIP. I only went to the top two because ain't nobody VIP out here. But anyways, I went there. Before I got there, I was already turned. Like, in the one car, we all packed up the car.
Who went?
Just a bunch of my friends. I don't know. Like, I don't remember. But then I went, and I already had a group of friends. Like, if you go by yourself, it's kind of, it might be weird. Like, you're trying to pick up somebody at the club. I've never done that, but it's weird. But anyways, I go there, turned.
Well, wouldn't that be kind of sad, though? You go to the club by yourself?
I don't know. People do that.
By yourself?
By yourself,
no,
right?
I would go to a theater by myself.
You would go to the theater by yourself?
I would watch it.
Why don't you just invite somebody?
Just because I want to watch that movie.
You want to enjoy the movie?
I just want to watch
it. Would it be a movie that you would be embarrassed to know?
No, I would just do it.
Or you would just be excited.
Like, let's just say, like, I'm off on like a Monday or something. Nobody, you know, I'm bored.
You get some good ass.
I don't see nothing wrong going to the theater by yourself.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of lonely.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. But if you go to a club by yourself, like that's a whole different thing,
It's almost impossible because if you're gonna go with someone, if you're going to the club by yourself and not doing anything, then I don't know why you're there.
I've seen it when I went to pick somebody up.
You need some kind of wingman, something back.
Exactly.
You're gonna be standing there looking dumb and
Yeah, man, I came with my friends. Who'd you come with? I came by myself. how does that sound?
I've seen people like when I was like, when you're there, you see people just like sitting on the outside of the like the dance floor. Yeah, just like, oh, let me see if I can dance with this girl or something like
that.
Trying to pick somebody
up. When they're alone, it's because their friends are either dancing or they're like,
they look alone. It looks sad, dude. Not gonna lie. But anyways, I was already turned by the time I get to the club, right? So I'm litty like a titty. And then we get to the place, we dance, and then we go to a different floor, and that's it. We just dance all night. I don't know. Dance to a purple.
Oh, so that was your purpose today.
That was my intention, yeah.
But I also get what Daniel's trying to say, though, because, I mean, I don't see myself going to a club, you know?
Why don't you want to go to a club? Like a dance club?
It's not me.
Yeah, it's not our scene.
It's not me. But yet again, I also do think, I feel like if you go to a club with a whole bunch of friends that you're close with,
then that's cool. Like be cool. I even went with you. Then remember when we went to the Doc Ryan's without the dance floor?
Nah, that was me.
Why do you always do that? Is it Doc Ryan's? Yeah. Whatever that freaking bar is called.
But that's a bar, like, with a dance floor.
With a dance floor, but that simulated like a club vibe. And it was cool. I met one of your friends that sang the song to all the lyrics to California Love, I think. He was the whitest guy I know, but he's...
First off, that was my friend.
That wasn't your friend? Who the hell was that?
I know all the Katy Perry lyrics.
No, it was California Love by Tupac.
By Tupac?
Tupac is in it.
Oh, I thought you
were
talking about Katy Perry.
Oh, no. It's Dr. Dre. What?
Yeah, no. Does she have a song called California Something?
I think it's...
California Something.
Yeah.
If you said California Love, that's Tupac.
Yeah, Tupac, Dre, and...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Katy Perry. Isn't that what you said?
California Love.
I'm not surprised that a freaking white guy would know all the lyrics to that. That's like the intro to hip hop for like a
he
black
wants,
person.
Yeah, he wants to be black.
I
mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to learn this and I'm going to get me some colored friends.
Yeah,
I got
you need a colored friend.
Got your colored friends. That's funny. I don't know. You got to do it once, I think.
I have to do it once?
I just think so. Like,
or
not necessarily.
Or you think it
I
would
feel
be a
like
good
it'd be
idea
cool.
To do it
yeah,
once.
Yeah,
because
just
I
so
don't
you
think
can experience.
I have to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's interested in that.
No, honestly, I'm
because
not interested.
You say it because you've done it and you've had fun.
No. There's sometimes like, yeah, this is boring. This is dip. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Like going to the club.
No, I've never been.
Well, I've never seen myself going to
the club. That's what I'm saying. Before you ever went to the club, you had it made up in your mind that you would actually want to go to a club.
No. I like got like, yo, you guys want to go to the
you
club?
You had
like,
never thought about it.
No. I'm like, yo, you want to go to a club? They invited me. I'm like...
No, that's why you have never thought about it. You never thought like, oh, you know, one day I might go to the club.
No. Prior to that, going to the club? No.
If that's the club, then I'm there.
What are you watching?
Oh, that Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny?
This one's
that's a yacht.
It's probably like the coolest song out of his new album, but I like his old stuff.
And you like Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
He's good.
This guy's off the podcast.
Dude, if I was, man.
He's already like
you
changed.
Like the club?
Dude, honestly, I feel like I would love to turn up a club, like be a DJ.
Okay.
Like I feel like I know enough, like songs.
And I feel like you'd be a good
up.
DJ, man.
Dude,
like,
you did
would,
that
like,
job
if
at
I were
freaking
to get the set. Dude, I would turn that bitch
he'll
on,
be
and
a
I
good
feed
DJ,
off of
man.
That, like energy.
You weren't there, but me and him and like a couple of friends got.
Look, y'all talking about over there.
Yeah, we got invited to like a bar, like it was closed. It was a closed party. We got the top floor. And this whole time...
You told him the story already.
Did you? Did we?
You told him last time we were at your house about the fact that, like...
This man literally single-handedly took the DJ into his hands.
I literally was standing there and I heard everybody playing, like, just a bunch of random songs.
Whack-ass crap.
Yeah, like, just...
Dude, this the whole time, dude, he was like, dude, let me get the aux. That's what he was saying. Like, let me get the aux. Let me get the Bluetooth.
It was just an aux. And then people were taking turns. Like, somebody would play Dragon and somebody would play, like, some weird-ass, like, Banda song. And then it'll
and then
go back.
You know,
and then yeah, something like that.
It was random.
It was
very
like choppy. And then I made my way over there. I'm like, dude, I'm like, who's playing this? And I crept over there and I was just like kind of vibing there. I'm like, oh, my eyes turned, dude, yo, this is a good song, whatever. Yo, can I play one? He's like, yeah, go ahead, you know. He took his phone, I plugged my shit in, I stood there the rest of
the night.
The
rest of the
night. I
did
not get that shit back. Hell no.
But like,
but not because they didn't ask me, but because.
But they liked it though, right?
Yeah,
dude, they were vibing to it, dude. He like set the mood. It was good. Everybody was dancing. I thought we were gonna break the dance
but
floor.
Weren't they like offering you like drinks also?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Exactly, dude. That's the thing. Like,
see,
dude,
man, I feel like, dude, man.
Bro,
I wish I was there, bro. Honestly,
no, that shit was.
That would have been. That would have been badass.
Did you finish your freaking paleta all quick?
Dude, I bit it. Like, as soon as I put
you freaking swallowed that thing.
I freaking molar to crunch it.
But honestly, I feel like you'll be a good DJ, man.
Yeah, dude. I feel like I like every time I hear music. That's why I hear so much music because I can hear like the time where I would transition it or scratch it or like flip it to like another one.
You have two music services, dude?
No, I have three.
Dude, what the hell, dude? For what?
Dude, I got Tidal because that's free with Sprint, and
okay.
Then I have
don't you have Apple
music?
Yeah.
But that's because I like wanted Apple Music, but my sister had it, so I just did a family plan. So instead of me paying $10 and her paying $10, we both pay $15 and we split it, like $7 to $7.
And then on top of that, you have YouTube Music.
And then we got YouTube Music, but that's because I wanted the ad-free videos. I don't use it for music, but I have it.
And then so, you got Spotify?
No, I deleted.
Sponsored by Spotify.
I deleted Spotify.
Sponsorship by Spotify.
Yeah, I'm all like, why do I have all these services? I just got the top three.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Griselda, that's a dude?
No, it's a group.
It's a group?
You look at
Speaking
Booker
of
T.
Bad Bunny, I just want to say.
Oh, I like. Yeah, you did the Bad Bunny little.
Oh, yeah,
croissants.
But that's not what I was going to say.
What do they call? Hold on, what do they call? Hold on.
They're called macarons.
Macarons,
right.
Yeah.
That's another conversation.
Interrupted.
Anyways, he's revolutionary because for being a Puerto Rican, isn't he a musician?
Yeah.
He's pretty progressive with stuff about like his sexuality. He's kind of a
He's basically like making it okay to be like yourself.
Yeah, like in the video, he straight up looks like a chick, and he's. Just,
dude, if I were to play that video and Danny didn't know who it was, Danny would be freaking like rubbing his hands like, who's that?
Like, yeah.
He mad sexy.
That's
what
I wanted to say.
That's what we got interrupted by.
That was a feature by Jen.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Dude, I wrote down a bunch of notes. It literally called podcast. That's it. If you were a DC character, you know how DC is coming out with the new Justice League?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you be? Like, Batman. What? Batman?
Yeah, all the way.
Christian? Who the hell's biting down on... Dude, I could pick that up on the mic. Just crush... Your molars are like... Your wisdom teeth are like...
I wanted to hear how good my teeth
You hear his freaking tonsils just expanding.
Expanding over...
A DC character.
Or a hero. Ah, yeah, you could be a villain, too, if you want to. You think you'd
be
a villain?
I would be terrified to be in that hood. There's just some hoods, like, you can just drive through.
Dude, Gotham itself looks like freaking...
No, Gotham... No, I'm talking about...
You talking about the video?
Yeah. No, there's some hoods that you can drive through. Like, you could drive through the west side, like, from Pulaski all the way to north, and you'll be all right. But once you get into those little streets, you know, the vibe... The
main streets, yeah, it's good. But if you go into a block...
Yeah, you go like one block and...
Like, GG. Let there be a dead end. Oh, my God.
I mean, I remember getting checked in like 5'8 all the time.
Let
remember when you turned the corner of 5'8 and like 14?
Yeah, you look like them too, though. That's another thing. So
but why would I get checked if I look
side,
like him?
I'm saying, like, I'm talking about like another neighborhood that you have no business in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, because at least in Cicero, they kind of can.
He lived on that street.
I lived on that street, and I still got checked.
What would they tell you?
They would do the, what's it called? The ooh wee or whatever, and they'd be like, yo, what you be about? All that stuff. Like,
what would you tell them?
I ain't nothing.
I'm a cop like you.
I'm with you. I'm in the same game.
Yo, no. Well, I'm a king. I'm a king too.
No, I'll be like, dude, I ain't nothing. I ain't just trying to go. I would walk to church, dude. I'm a holy ass dude. I'm like, yeah, I'm just walking to church. Like, dude, like 2-3 guys. I'm like, all right, man, don't be rocking them colors. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
What colors were you wearing?
I was just walking like, no, I was wearing these lobster shirt. No, I wasn't even wearing the colors. It's red and black, right? I wouldn't be wearing nothing that just tell me not to wear those colors. So they went, I don't know, I guess they had like a lot of posers at that time or something.
I was such a dumbass. I got pulled over on my bike by some cop. I was like driving, I was riding to Amphitheater on this like block from Rose. No,
you were leaving my house?
Huh? No, I was, I don't know, I was just riding around. Cause
actually,
I was
in Monaco, yeah.
And then some dude like was just walking by himself.
A Monaco.
And then he called me over, he's like, yo, and I was so stupid to even like pull over like a dumbass. And then he's all like, yo, let me, come here real
quick. Let me see your bike.
And then, you know, he was looking, he's all like, oh, I thought you had your eyebrow slashed. Because it kind of looked slashed, right? Oh.
You did you have your ear, yeah, I mean, your eyebrow pierced?
I had my right one slashed. And then I had a piercing. But at that time, no, they just looked like this. And then he's all like, oh, I thought you had them slashed.
But what does that mean?
It's like a gang thing. It's like if you got the right one slashed,
it's like left,
you know,
and right is different, like.
If you got like one, I don't know, you can have three.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't even know
back
that.
Back then, yeah, that was a thing.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, I got checked for no reason. I'm over here carrying a Bible. Carrying a Bible, going to church, you know what I mean? And I got checked for no reason.
And you told him, dude, I'm going to church.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm going to church. I'm just going to church. I was a little ass kid. I'm just scared as hell. But, what was I going to say? But, yeah, dude, freaking,
we in the bodega?
You bodega? Anyways, going back to the question of DC character, who would you be? You could be a villain. I could see you as like Two-Face.
Damn.
I don't know, you look rowdy. You're like, yo.
He said you Two-Face.
No, I'm not saying you're Two-Face. I just think you like Do you have the authority to carry your own crew?
Look at him shaking.
No, no, no.
He's like, yeah, you lead a crew.
No, I feel like you got the authority or the power to carry somebody, like, you know what I mean?
Power.
You got power with you, bro. You look too rowdy, dog.
Oh, now he's cracking around.
Now you're his friend.
Who'd you be,
so
man?
Now you're flip-flop.
A little biscuit. You're done with this?
I know
you're done.
Now you're trying to get him another drink.
No, I just thought you could. Who could you be, bro?
Is Deathstroke a thing?
Deathstroke? Yeah, he's in the DC.
Yeah,
I probably you're a bounty hunter slash.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cause you're dead. No, Deathstroke is isn't that Slade?
Deathstroke?
Yeah, that's Slade as well. I was thinking Deathshot.
Deathshot. No.
Deathshot is the guy that like he's like the never bounty. Misses. He's like has like what do you call it? Like he can shoot any gun. He knows every gun. He can shoot. Cause you got the MP40.
No, I'll probably be Deathstroke.
Deathstroke?
Yeah.
That also has power. He has like a whole crew as well. He's what was it? Moving his pelvis or what was
Jeremy.
It?
What?
When you gyrate your pelvis, that's what this guy is saying. What about you, man?
I don't know DC movies, though.
All right, Marvel. Movies. Marvel. It's all good.
Marvel?
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Iron Man? I don't know. I don't see that from you.
What?
But okay.
Why, because he's Mexican?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Iron Man is like the weirdest guy.
I was
like
so surprised. You were like, Iron Man?
It's another
interruption. Oh, you don't want to be Two-Face? Are you sure?
No,
mean?
I don't know, man. The Iron Man, I don't know. Iron Man is like something else.
I'll be Lil Durk.
Go ahead.
I want to be Joker.
But that's not Marvel, though.
Are you gonna be here for my movie premiere when Justin Lee comes out on the 18th of March?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's why I'm talking about this. It's like a new, a 3-hour movie?
Yeah, what movie is it?
That Justice League.
Oh, that's tomorrow, the trailer.
Oh, yeah, the trailer is coming out tomorrow.
Dude, I've never watched any of those movies.
You haven't seen Justice League?
Nope.
I could put contact solution in my
head. I'm more of a Marvel guy.
All right, what about Marvel? Who you want to be Iron Man?
Mm-hmm.
A playboy millionaire philanthropist genius?
Wait, so who's Batman, then? What is he?
Batman is the guy, like the Bruce Wayne.
No, but what is he?
He's a DC.
He's a DC, yeah.
Did you say DC?
Yeah, I know, but then you said, like, I don't know anything about DC, so I'm like, all right, switch it up to Marvel.
No, then I said Joker.
All right, you want to be a villain?
Yeah, why not? You called him Two-Face.
I don't know, man. They say there's a theory going on that every guy has their own group, you know, like us, but they can't have the same guy. They always have to have that one guy. Like, they can't have two Jokers or two Ironmans, you know what I mean, in the team. So if you have, like, let's say we're all, you know, we're going to freaking Applebee's or whatever, and we meet someone kind of like you, like y'all, this rowdy ass dude, like, you know, just someone that pushes off your energy, I'm like, nah, we can't get that dude. We already got him on the group. You know what I mean?
Oh, you can't have someone that's, like a character?
Like you, like, on our squad.
Oh, okay.
So if there's someone that, like, Christian rowdy as hell, you know what I mean? We can't get another guy that's, like, Christian. We already got one. You can't have double the
hell?
Double the Christian, double the rowdy.
You said double the Two-Face.
Double the Two-Face. Can't have four faces.
Can't have a four face.
Hell no. I gotta take a piss. This alcohol is going through me.
You niggas are feeling that yet or what? This is
cool. You only had one drink.
It's lollipop.
I haven't even ate mine. I wanted that watermelon one, dude. That one was good.
You start seeing lights and crap?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I just smell red, so. Damn, I see them.
Your eyes are red. Look like you're high as hell, dude.
You were in there laughing by yourself, too. In the bathroom, I heard you. You were laughing.
You were in your room. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, you were in your room laughing?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard, like, something about two bits. Like, he can't be foreskin.
Foreskin?
Oh, what the hell?
You finished your Monaco load? I got one right here, man.
I've been done that.
You want to get another one right there? Schmanuels? Cranials?
Damn, all metaphors.
None but metaphors. I don't got no more for you, though. I think that's one more in that bag.
A Morocco.
What was going to say? What are you planning on doing for the thing? Just watch the movie? For the DC?
Big ass Justice League pizza.
You saw the teaser trailer to teaser pizza. Trailer? It looked rowdy,
dude.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
I don't know.
What's you coming? Justice League
pizza? No, I just shaped it like a J and an L. I don't know.
Oh. Wait, you haven't seen any of the Marvel movies, too?
I don't know. I just can't get into it.
You watch some weird ass movies. Every time, like, if I get on Vudu, I see, like, a movie right now that's on there that's been watching Spin.
It's a documentary.
I didn't watch that. I haven't been on Vudu in months.
Damn, I wonder what that was.
The last one that I saw was the one that I tried to watch, Adventureland.
Mm-hmm.
But it had with, too many ads.
Yeah? Mm. Yeah. Probably her sister.
Hey, but, what is
so you don't watch
movies? You don't want?
I'm trying to kick you out.
Yeah, I'm about to kick you out. Actually watch movies on it.
I think I've watched everything I wanted to watch. I watched Martian. I watched
Arrival. Martian?
Yeah,
was it with Robin Williams?
No. Martian?
Yeah.
That's the one with Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah, when he ends up on Mars.
Yeah, whatever. When he goes to Mars,
he gets stuck there. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the first movie I saw when I got this TV. I remember that movie.
That's a good movie. I saw Arrival, which is a great movie.
Yeah. You like space movies?
I love space movies.
You see Interstellar?
You see Prometheus?
No.
Nah, click that movie. Interstellar is good, dude.
It's good?
Hell yeah.
I got that.
What?
That's I got it.
Hey, that's good as hell.
That's a really good movie. Like,
you seen that one too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it's good as a movie.
It's a really good movie. Interstellar, Prometheus, First Man.
These are all the freaking Martian space movies in a section right there. He has it categorized.
Dang, I can't see that.
You can't see that?
I can't see that.
Man, you gotta get glasses then, dude.
I got like a little Western movie section. I got Pulp Fiction. I got Godzilla and King Kong and the first Godzilla and the second Godzilla.
Wait, where's the Western?
I got the scary movies right there. Dude, my Westerns are like two movies.
you got Brokeback Mountain.
The only thing I can see is Get Out.
Yeah, that's okay. I see Get Out. Like the suspenseful movies are scary.
I know this is not a topic.
Oh, I see the Justice League right here.
Yeah, that's Justice League over there.
You wanna watch the Justice League? Yeah, DC.
Mm. Up there, I got like the top Disney movies of, and I got Joker. I got some Marvel movies up there.
I thought you had all the Marvel.
Get Out sucked. I watched it.
You think it sucked?
No, I know it sucked.
How?
Because I watched it.
Because what?
A black man? It wasn't good.
What wasn't good about it?
The cinematography wasn't up to par.
You want to watch John Wick 3?
I tried to. It's not good.
What? Bro, hey, man, kick this guy out the voodoo, bro. Man.
There's about a guy that gets mad.
What's wrong with my
dog or something?
I didn't watch it. It's the principal, man.
The principal. Why do you always say that?
No,
the principal?
No, because look. Because you... I think you watch movies because you expect the movie to wow you.
No.
Why do you watch movies?
I like movies. I like
movies. He likes Shrek.
He likes Shrek? Hey, Shrek was good though. Yeah. Shrek was good though.
Shrek,
hell yeah, it's a banger.
Shrek, hell yeah, that's a hit.
Hey,
the
soundtrack, come on, man. Hey, Christian, what's up, man? Welcome to the podcast, bro.
I'm just a random guy, man.
Anyway,
it wasn't good. Okay, I like movies about topics that I'm interested in.
You like Mad Max?
So we're just gonna forget.
Mad Max.
Have you seen the new one?
I love post-apocalyptic movies.
Yeah, so Mad Max is one.
That's what I said.
He's gonna fight you. He's gonna beat my ass right now.
Are you gonna explain yourself?
No. So Mad Max. that's too rowdy up in here, man. All right, what else? What other post-apocalyptic?
I like that. The zombie movies.
Zombie movies?
I like World War Z.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
That one
with, what's his name? Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt? Yeah,
that's
good now.
That's one of the best ones.
Good-ass movie.
I like I Am Legend.
Ooh, that was good. You see the alternate ending to it?
No.
It's good, dude. I like it. I don't know. I think this is like by choice,
did
but...
Did you watch The Revenant?
Yeah, I like that one.
That was good.
What else? Like zombie movies?
Like 28 days later, 28 weeks later.
The one with Zombieland?
Zombieland? I don't think I watched it.
It's a zombie comedy.
Yeah, it's like a zombie comedy. Is that the one where the guy is a zombie and he can like...
No. That's a...
It's a guy who like gives you tips how to survive.
It's a...
But it's also like, comedy at the same time.
Do you like though. Movies based on like real life events?
Sometimes. Not really though. I don't know. I'm just like really picky.
So yeah, you don't like...
Oh, no, okay. You don't gotta tell me.
So what's wrong with Get Out?
Like I said, I
the
feel...
What?
I just feel like... I feel like it was... I don't know. I feel like the camera angles and... That's what cinematography
I know, but what's wrong with the camera angles?
I just didn't like it. Like, I felt like it's like low quality.
All right, what about the story? Budget. Low budget. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But what about the story?
It was an indie. Yeah.
But what about the story?
I
thought it was good.
It's too social.
I'm a woman.
Oh, right.
It's too social justice.
You can't vote yet, right? You know what
I mean? There's an alternate ending to it.
You
as well.
You can't vote yet, right?
My bad.
We're just joking.
There's an alternate ending in Get Out where the cop at the end of the story is actually a cop, and he arrests the black guy for beating up the white girl or whatever. Oh. So there's like two endings to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just tried watching it, and sorry.
Wasn't it that?
And then I tried watching it again, and I couldn't even get through. I swear, probably like not even a minute.
Why?
Just because the way the cameras look, I just don't like it. The way the cameras look, it's different. It's, to me, like I noticed the subtle differences in how the cameras look.
I was gonna say I can't not notice it.
I'm not even gonna talk.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like everything's just everybody's opinion. Like I can really dig a movie and then I'll show it to Jen.
I mean,
and
you got
and then you guys will shut me down.
What do you mean, like Hereditary? That movie was whack, dude.
That movie deserved all the hate. Okay.
Yeah,
I think it was too hype.
Man, I think you should pull up.
It was too hype for.
She walks away. She hears something. She runs back.
Yeah. She needs.
You can sit in Abby's chair. And then he can bake. All right,
hold on. What's a good movie that you think everybody could watch?
What's like a movie that you would like?
Every recommend 100%.
Okay, there is one.
The Ants.
That is.
Yeah, that is a good movie. Yeah, that's a good movie.
No, definitely not.
Hey, you think it's better than Bug Life?
Yeah, not better than Bug Life.
What, dude? I love
you can tell
Ants.
Like the cheap like the computer like graphics that he uses.
What?
Guys,
that's why
it's so
see,
blocky.
That's a difference that he can like that bothers you.
I think that's more realistic to Ants. Like they got the thorax.
Bug
Life is
more soft and soft.
That's
polished.
A freaking Disney movie, like
little,
a cartoon.
The little chubby caterpillar thing I want to hug him.
Like, what?
A bunch of square ants.
Oh no, man!
Fuck
but
that. It's all about Toy Story, bro.
Toy Story?
Yeah. Toy Story. That's a great movie.
That's
all three of them.
All three of them.
No, four of them. Number one, I think, is you have to stick to the classic. Number two is not that good, and then number three is just it just keeps declining. Toy Story one is where it's at.
Three? I thought three was good.
I think one and two was
good.
Okay,
well, see that.
I think after two, it was just
two wasn't that good.
Two were
but I think three
were
good.
Classics.
Yeah.
Three and four were basically like.
I remember watching it on VHS, the cassette, dude.
Same. Yeah.
Remember the orange Aladdin. Nickelodeon cassette?
Oh, cassette.
Yeah.
I never had one of those.
I never had one, but every time I see my.
I had the Rugrats, dude. I had that for the.
I had the Rugrats and SpongeBob.
I didn't have SpongeBob, but I had Rugrats.
Damn, SpongeBob. It's been on for a minute, huh?
Apparently, Shrek has been out for 20 years. Like, 20 years ago, Shrek came out. I'm not...
96.
Shrek 96?
96.
No way.
Nah.
I think
20 years ago.
You saw...
20 years ago, make the math.
I think it's
96. That's 2000. That's 2001.
Yeah, it was like 2001.
Or 2000,
dude,
yeah.
That had to be 2001.
Yeah, 2001.
Dude,
somebody Google it.
In 96.
Oh, yeah, 2001. Yeah.
Told
you. They were figuring out Fifth Element.
I know.
Oh, Fifth
Element.
That's a good ass movie. Hell yeah.
That's
I agree
movie.
With you 1,000%.
That was the movie that apparently used the first, computer generated graphics.
All right, bro.
For real?
Yeah, that was the first one we used that.
Like freaking green screens and all that stuff?
Something like that.
What's your favorite TV show when you were
Tron?
In like the 1980s. The first one.
Tron?
Well,
or no, that was just another like
You gotta pull up a seat.
You want women on this
chat? What? Who said that? Who said that?
Did I say that? I never said that.
Quiet when you start talking, you freaking visually.
It's because they were in the kitchen, water where they belong.
I was trying to get
canceled on my own podcast.
Damn!
I got some ramen.
Hold on, I gotta come with my dog. That's a timeout.
I came in and she's all like, "Oh, you don't mean the podcast?" And then you said, "Timeout." I'm like, "Yeah, timeout."
Yeah, timeout. It's too rowdy. But I was gonna say, The Fifth Element is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I haven't actually watched the Blade Runner. The old one?
We watched that one, yeah.
The old one?
Not the old one.
I finished it.
The old one?
Voodoo, I went home and finished it.
For real? Damn.
You thought it was good?
I thought that was good.
I like futuristic, post-apocalyptic. Mm-hmm. I like that. Those types of
Hey,
movies.
Leave him alone.
That's a dog trying to get on Danny, just so you know. Trying to bite his ass.
It smells cocoa.
Wait, you got cocoa in your house?
Well, I was at my parents' house.
Oh, you were at parents' house today? You walk from your parents' house? They still live over there?
That's how much you don't fuck with this. Well,
I didn't know you were at your parents' house. You drove over here?
Yeah, like, oh.
Are you sore?
Do you?
Tell me why this man, like, told me. I told him, like, yo, let's do a podcast.
You good? You need help?
Do you?
And he's all like, do you?
He agreed to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's do a podcast. And he's like, yeah, yeah, dude, I'm down. He said, dude, I'm down.
Was there ever a time? Well, are we on the topic now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go
ahead. Was there ever a time when you did something like
grimy?
Yeah, like you felt bad after, but you knew you had to be like, nah, I gotta stick to my guns for that one.
That's a great question.
Why are you smiling? Like you did something grimy like that?
I think. Like, you know, maybe you have it on your head. I'll think about it. You say it.
Like
not returning the carts to the cart corral
in
Walmart.
Like, yeah.
Do you think that's grimy?
Or like, no.
look at your face. What does that mean?
Well, it was as recent as today. Like I pulled up to my driveway, and it was still kind of snowing, and I saw a lady, like, she was kind of older already, shoveling her own, like, driveway, and I looked at her, and I was like, damn, I could help her. Shovel this whole crib. So I'm like, nah, I just let it shovel. And I went inside, like, I don't know.
That's not that grimy.
But
I mean,
like, that's kind of grimy. Cause
I don't know.
Said, have I ever done something grimy?
No, yeah. I feel like if she would have asked you and be like, nah, I got things to do, I feel like that would have been grimier.
But see, people don't ask you to do stuff. Like, they kind of look at you.
Because I feel like that, you doing that, that's like you're becoming a better person. You're a normal person for
no, but see,
like doing your own
day,
stuff.
Yeah, there was another day when, like,
right, Christian?
Last week, like, when it snowed all crazy. Like, damn near all the neighbors were helping each other. I had to do the whole crib with Sam.
Wait, the neighbors were helping each other?
Yeah, like, everybody was out here, like, they're all shoveling.
Okay.
And, like, everybody was helping each other out, like, whatever. We were all done and stuff, and I was done. And I was about to go inside, and I saw some lady, like, she's just like, but she was like probably like 30 or 20.
She's 30.
Yeah.
She's not freaking old.
She was doing her own car. I was beat. I looked at her, but she was like going slow.
Did she look at you? Did you guys like
eye
contact?
Like, I could have walked up and been like, you want me to help you?
You want some
help?
Like,
hell no. I just went inside.
All right. What were you saying?
I was going to say that I remember one time I was going to work in the morning and it was freaking cold as hell. I'm talking about cold.
Like negative?
Negative. And it was like, it was kind of like a blizzard in the morning.
You know what's not negative? Simona Bakes. It's going positive in the stock market.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, you should
look it up right now,
Bitcoin, Simona
Bakes.
Hell
yeah. Dogecoin. Simona.
Dogecoin, yeah.
Dogecoin's
worth that. No, cluck that, dude. Dogecoin. Simona Bakes. Look it up right now.
Simona
Bakes. Yeah. Look it up on your Instagram, Facebook, URL.
Sponsorship. Ad. Hashtag ad.
No, that's your website, bro.
Oh, really?
The top thing.
I thought it was URL was like for MySpace.
What?
I don't know.
You said MySpace?
MySpace?
Or you had like URL to get someone's MySpace page, you would type in the
What does URL stand for?
URL.
I have no idea.
Which is you. The fumes of freaking Monaco getting to you.
What? The fumes of Monaco.
Right.
This guy's been burping in your direction to get you drunk off Monaco's.
David Morales asked because he told him he couldn't drink something.
Wait, what?
Those were the days.
Oh, dude, I remember what you're talking about.
Can I finish my story?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Are we going to go on a tangent again?
You
don't
beat
that. There's a structure in this.
No, I'm just kidding. What the freak was that?
So this lady, I go to my heat it up.
Yeah.
It's blizzard freezing.
Yeah.
And this older lady comes up.
I'll turn it down.
Dude, what the freak?
Don't let it play, because by the time I want it to be that when we look back at a different song.
What?
Dude, it's at one and it's still loud. It's like, oh, okay, Danny. Okay, Danny.
That's how you gyrate
him. He's gonna go home and practice that. He's
gonna be like,
fucking freshest dunks he got. Damn.
That's how you gyrate.
All the ladies in this freaking apartment complex.
Anyways, go ahead. It's like freezing.
Drunk as hell. Right,
yeah, he mad lit. No more monocles. Cut his ass off.
Would you cut your hair like that? Or color it like that?
No. Color it blue, purple?
Either I have like this.
You don't got hair.
I'll shave it like I did it.
Hey, you look fresh right now, though. Did you just get lined up?
Would you ever get a tattoo right here that says Evan? Like that, dude?
I'll get a tattoo right here that says freaking 7-Eleven.
On your neck?
Oh, hell no.
So, right. So,
so it's freezing cold.
I'm warming
cold.
My car up, yeah. And this lady comes up to me.
See, that's shiesty.
She's distraught.
Distraught?
She's like, excuse me, my car won't start. Like, I have can no one help me.
Can you
jump me?
Dude.
And I just got my Mini Cooper. So I'm like, bro, I don't even know if I could jump this. So I'm just like, nah, you know what? I can't because my car is different than yours.
What? It's European.
So I closed my door and drove away. And it was like a movie. It was like a scene in a movie. As I drove away, the snow like slowly obscured her. Like,
dude, that's so funny.
And I'm like, man.
That's grimy. Malarkey.
That might be the running dude, grimy of the
that's
year.
That's funny as hell, dude.
But I remember.
I'm why like, did you want to like jumpstart her? She had the cables and everything.
No, she didn't even say that. She just said, "Do you think you can jump my car?" And I said, "You know what? I don't think so because my
you
car,
could.
No, first of all, you could. And you know what? I would never would have found my battery either way because in order to get to my battery,
that was a
I
plastic
had to lift
cap
a panel that had never been lifted before.
Oh, you just bought a brand new car.
No, the car, like, wasn't, they never changed the battery on it.
Okay.
So when I did have to change it, it took forever. I had no idea where it was. I had a YouTube where the battery was, so there's no way I would have helped her either way.
YouTube sponsorship.
Just like, and YouTube.
Dude, but I just remember, like, telling her, like, dude, I'm
dude,
sorry.
That,
like,
that is mad grimy.
Sponsors, though. Your ad can go right here.
And I just remember driving away.
The silhouette of hers is like dissipating.
Like,
yeah, dude. That's
slowly being like.
She goes back and she's still there.
Yeah,
wait,
go,
it was right here on the other side of the block.
Oh, it was
here. It was on the other side of the block.
Wow, wait, yeah. So where were you going?
To work.
Oh.
In the morning,
okay,
except
okay,
it was
okay.
Really cold.
All right, I see.
You could have just told her, I'm late for work.
No.
That would have worked better.
I feel like that would have been less.
My car's
like,
different than yours, bitch.
Exactly.
My shit runs on the little Asian kid in the
yo, hold on. I just realized.
Like, little,
like everybody been swearing cycle. This whole damn time. I gotta turn the explicit tab. No. Yeah, I just gotta turn it on.
It's explicit, dog.
Yeah, I know.
It was rated R.
I just noticed that.
But I think that's the.
That's grunt. This guy's like filling himself over here with the jewel. What you got right there?
The jewel.
It is a jewel?
It's man spreading you and you're just looking at
me. I know.
Like, so what are you smoking?
So what are you oh my bad. What are you yeah, no. Like you don't even care either.
I'm
my mom thought it was funny.
He didn't even go with
left. Your mom left and
yeah,
in the back of the room?
Dude, my man be cracking up. She be watching your little Spanish shows?
The novelas?
Yeah, no, it's like the little like stupid like
Rosa de
Guadalupe. Like,
that's a novella.
La Hora Pico.
Hell no.
I was little as hell. I was watching these dumbass shows.
Dude.
She be cracking up.
Sábado Gigante was my show,
oh,
dude.
Really?
Hell yeah. He didn't die, did he?
He died.
He died?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, the show just got canceled.
No, the show just ended.
Dude, the show ended, but he's still alive.
Rest in peace.
For real? Look it up. Somebody look it up.
Rest in peace.
For real?
I think you're confusing to the guy with Jeopardy.
No.
Yeah, Alec Trebek died. Rest in peace, my dude.
What's
I love Jeopardy, dude.
Don't be watch.
I've
he
never
died.
Seen Jeopardy.
Dude, it's
bro.
Good. It's more like intellect thing, but yeah. He's not dead. He just the show got canceled.
It didn't get canceled.
Or it ended.
Dude, you know, that show would have never been canceled.
If he died?
Gigante.
Yeah, every Saturday.
I feel like it got canceled because it got too repetitive.
I don't think it got canceled. It just ended. Like, he just got old.
I think he just probably retired.
No! No!
When did he die?
Last year!
When did that happen?
COVID. No.
What?
He died.
What does it say he died, though?
Look at his years.
Years active?
No, that's at his show. Birthday.
Oh. What is birthday? Born 1940. This is not born. Why are you pulling?
It's right there. He was active. Oh wait, no.
That's his birthday.
To 2020.
That's like
he's
active.
He's not dead.
He's not dead, dude.
The show just ended.
Well, I'm gonna kill him then.
What? Just so he could like prove a point. To look it up, dude. I know it ended, but that was my show, dude. I remember one. The best part. I feel like I could.
He's not dead, dude.
He's just old.
Dude, you know he's like German or something?
He's German and Mexican? I love the one where they gave you like a big ass ring of keys. And you had to go like through 10 doors. But it had like 1,000 keys. And you gotta like put one by one in the key to turn the lock.
Did anybody ever get it?
Well, yeah, eventually. But like, you know, you had to go through, dude. It's like it had like 50 locks to like 3 doors, you know.
Any situation when that happens, I hate when there's multiple keys.
Yeah, I try to live my
like 100 keys.
I try to mark my keys because I hate.
Dude, I love the 3 cameras.
You see the new Galaxy 21 or whatever the hell they're on right now, with like 4 cameras in the front and like 30 cameras in the back.
I feel like that's too much, though.
That's like a camera.
Yeah, they're just trying to keep up with iPhone. Whatever iPhone brings out, then they're trying to match it.
Well,
they're trying to make it look
Nah.
First off, Samsung has better camera quality. iPhone just has better, like...
You're putting a smack.
Like, I'm about to say, when you see someone's video posted, you can tell it's an Android because of the quality.
But that's also because your iPhones are designed to work good on iPhones. They have a set like resolution and specs that work with other
iPhones. I've seen videos where they've been shot by iPhones, and it looked like they got shot professionally.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say?
The movie Get Out was shot on a freaking Galaxy.
What?
That's
why the cinematography is bad.
But I get what it's in. Samsung does have good quality, like camera.
Nah, they're one in one, bro. Yeah, I feel like Samsung is not trying to keep up with.
All right, I'm gonna ask you a question. What did you think about the scene where the black guy runs past them?
Get out.
With that black guy, the groundskeeper just runs past them.
Get out. That was
the dumbest scene I've ever seen in my entire life.
I forgot.
The black groundskeeper runs past him like.
So
no, he like runs out and hits him.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I've seen Get Out.
He did that, but because they're like supposedly like.
Dude, it got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, dude.
I haven't seen any commentary on these movies after you watch them. Like,
why would I do that?
Because sometimes you only see the movie and you get like the surface content.
Yeah.
What you saw, like Lighthouse. If I had just seen the movie and not...
A whack-ass movie by... Brought to you by Evan Martinez.
Never would have got it. And I would have been pissed because then once I read kind of what it was going
Don't
about,
see Lighthouse.
And it was like, oh, it's obvious.
Hold
that's
on,
what it was about.
So,
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, while you were watching it,
pull up a chair.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Lighthouse or Get Out?
Lighthouse.
That's
the key thing. Whilst you were watching it, did you enjoy it?
No,
you have to answer.
Okay, I am. I don't think you're supposed to enjoy every movie you watch. Some things aren't supposed to be like enjoyable. Some things are like educational or
you want me to put
it's
up,
supposed
like,
to be like what is it called? A parable.
I don't know. Some movies have like a higher meaning towards it, but
I enjoyed Lighthouse because I was like in bed watching it. I'm like, oh wish. I feel like we watched it.
Yeah, you haven't seen Lighthouse. But I think Get Out. I feel like if everybody's seen Get Out.
You kind of watch it to be scared.
I watch movies to like. I watch some movies because like for example.
Get Out?
Yeah.
Nah, it's like a drama, suspense.
Some movies I watch because
it's
like
it's like a black movie.
No, it's not.
The director is black.
So that.
The lead is black.
So that categorized him a black movie?
And it was for black people because it's about the injustice towards black people.
What? That's what you pulled out of that movie?
Jen, is it not about that?
No, she's going to disagree.
Jen, is it not about
she's
that?
She's going to disagree. I know.
You read the review.
You were like, why are you putting the spot for it, bro?
This guy didn't watch Get Out.
I did watch Get Out.
This nigga watched.
I watched the alternate ending
this
too.
This nigga watched Goosebumps.
I watched Get In.
Leprechaun. He making that after the freaking running.
This nigga watched Walking.
The Walk In. I don't know. I didn't feel like it was a black movie. What categorizes as a black movie?
I got it. Walk In. Get Out. Come In.
Yeah, come in.
There you go. You got it. This nigga wants to Get In. He's like, yeah, man, the grandma, she was great.
The cinematography.
You know what I can't?
This nigga has tried to say it 9 times. He can't say it.
He said, cinematography.
Cinematography.
Like, the cinnamon muffins.
The cinnamon rolls, right?
Cinnamon rolls.
Hell no.
Yo, this guy is about to
be Get Out was not a good movie.
I want to see Annabelle. That's also directed by, like, a black movie. You could say it's a black movie. No. But not really. I don't think so.
Do you know about the meaning behind Get Out?
What is it? What's the meaning behind Get Out?
The meaning that they had, I don't know what it is specifically, but it was
about... What you
about,
thought?
No.
What you thought the meaning was?
No. What they said it was.
Okay.
Because it's about the injustice about black people. And okay. How... White people, like, own them, and that's how, like, that translated into what happens in the United States, where, like, black people were slaves, and black people were treated bad,
okay.
And black people were, you know, there were injustices towards black people.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I get that.
So that's why I said it's, like, a black movie. It's about black people for black people. Keegan Michael Key, that's the other guy, Keegan Peele.
Dang, you racist motherfucker. Hell no.
I don't know.
He's funny, bro.
What's his name? The guy that
Jordan Peele
has publicly announced that he would never put a white person as a lead in his movie.
Yeah. Why?
He said it.
For real?
Because
of the injustices of black people and white people did to them. That's what that movie was about as well.
Ooh, have you seen Annabelle?
No. Oh, actually, I did.
Antebellum, I think.
Oh,
that's
Antebellum?
No. Yeah. I think he did that one too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It looked good. I think it just came out on like Netflix or something. One of those stations.
Antebellum? No.
It looked cool. It might look
cool. I do also like, what's this guy's name? M. Night Shyamalan movie?
M. Night. You saw the Avatar version of
that? There's supposed to be a new M. Night Shyamalan movie. Oh, yeah, there's a new one. Yeah. They're usually weird.
Signs?
Why'd you have to say it like that?
That's a great movie.
Signs was creepy.
That one was creepy.
That met all my criteria.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, unless it's like a heavy hitter, like, director. I feel like a lot of scary movies nowadays, I don't know, they don't hit, like...
No, yeah.
I feel like back in the day, like in the 80s, when, like, gory, like, chainsaw movies were out, like, they were scary.
Have you guys ever seen As Above, So Below?
I didn't like that movie. Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't get it.
What do you mean?
Was that
I didn't get it.
So, basically, they went into the
catacombs?
The Paris catacombs, and then they went so deep that they went up? No, they went so deep in that they found a freaking, basically like a portal, like a hell portal, that when they stepped inside, they were literally in hell. Like, it flipped upside down because they were walking upside down in hell.
Oh. Yeah.
So that when...
That makes sense.
Riddles as
so by the time they got out, the dude's like falling in the hole, but like spits him out and he like falls because he's like falling out of hell into earth. Like, dude.
Yeah, that makes more sense now, dude.
Yeah,
but I didn't get it the first time when I watched
it. That's a good movie.
That movie was scary.
That's what I'm saying. That movie was trippy.
The first Paranormal Activity too was scary.
The first one?
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie Quarantine?
No.
The movie where they're like
about zombies?
No. Where they go into a building, and remember they're like it's a lady filming firefighters, and they go into a building about a call.
Okay, no.
And they end up closing the entire building, and there's like an infection inside the building.
That's crazy.
And everyone starts dying. You never saw that one?
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Dude.
I feel the same way.
I have to watch that one. Dude, it's been out for so long.
Like,
it's a great movie.
That was like during the burst of like movies when like Cloverfield was out.
That was good.
I feel like Cloverfield was raw because you didn't know what was happening until like the end when you see like a big ass like monster. Like,
what's that one about that guy that had like three guys fell into like this alien meteor and they had superpowers?
Oh, that was
And that guy controlled the camera movie. Like that dude. Movie. That one's a good movie, dude.
Which one?
Like three guys found this like meteor that struck the earth, right? Fuck. They went inside like to see the crater. And inside it like I guess it had like radiation or gamma or whatever. And inside they got like superpowers like psychic abilities.
I remember that one.
And this dude like the
and
weird
one of them
kid
was bad, right?
Yeah, he turned bad. And dude, that one was raw because the guy controlled the camera with his mind. And it was like, you know, POV, like, point of view, like, you know.
He was basically, like, filming himself at that point,
The maximum recorded time of this segment is 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock. So that means we have, like, 4 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock left.
Closing statements, Get Out suck.
What? I thought it was good.
Get Out, terrible movie. I'll never watch it again. And just to be fair, I tried to watch it again.
Get the hell out of here, guys. Get Out was good.
Brought to you by.
It
was good.
I never saw it in theaters. It was good.
I thought it was good.
I didn't know what to expect.
All right, what movie would you recommend?
What I recommend?
100% on Rotten Tomatoes. On Lord Tomatoes.
Sorry, I have to interject. Rotten Tomatoes does not matter to me.
No,
I hate that too. I hate that they say.
For a while, it was like a good year where I was like looking at the reviews, but then when I started realizing that like.
Yeah,
I
agree with you 1,000%. I feel like they overhyped that. Like, oh, just because it got like 90% out of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
The Matrix. I'm with you 1,000%, bro. I love that movie. That's the. Go ahead. Christian.
Shrek.
Shrek. 20 years ago, 1996. That ass.
Yeah. The movie that I, what is it called? That I suggest to watch.
The Sleeper.
No, it would be. I think it's called The Path. It's a post-apocalyptic movie with a sun.
Zombies.
No, it's just like something happens and everyone is like fending for themselves. But it's the story of a dad and a young kid.
What's it called?
I think it's called The Path.
The Path?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Did you guys ever watch
cinematography is beautiful.
Crash?
Yeah, Crash is a good movie.
That one's good. Like
that's the first movie I almost cried.
What?
When I thought the guy shot the girl.
Oh, that's a good ass scene. Hell yeah. I just like that they're all like connected. They're all intertwined. You know what I mean?
Oh, and you know what? And that movie made me hate, what's that girl? That girl from Bird Box? What's her name?
I know what you're talking about.
Freaking, what's her name, dude?
Well, that movie, when she was racist to the Mexican guy.
Yeah.
Remember when he was, like, fixing the lock, and she's like, oh, this freaking gangbanger. That made me hate her. And I still
Sandra Bullock.
That made me hate her to this day.
Damn.
But she was acting, though.
That's what I'm saying. She's so good, not hate her.
What? Hey, Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's funny as hell. No, I like that one, and what was I gonna say? John Q made me cry.
John Q
with Daniel.
I gotta watch that one.
Washington.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson. That was you gonna say? Denzel, bro.
George Washington.
John Q, dude, that one hits.
John
that one hits.
Where he's gonna kill himself
for his kid?
Yeah,
dude.
His son his heart.
That one hits home, bro.
I gotta watch that one again.
Yeah, that's a good one right there, man. Lord.
Like I'm trying to look at my movies and see what I can write.
Yeah, you gotta only the movies that you own are the ones that are good.
I don't know, man.
You have a minute and 30 seconds on this podcast.
What's that space movie?
Interstellar, bro.
That's a good movie.
Oh, no. You know which one's good? Sin Nombre. A Mexican movie about crossing a border. And the cartel.
I've heard about that.
Oh, Sin Nombre?
Sin Nombre? Yeah. It's on Netflix.
No, that one's about the MS-13.
Oh, yeah, the Mara Salvatrucha. Yeah.
I'll say Sicario.
That's a good movie.
Sicario is a good movie.
Sicario is a good movie.
It goes to show how in a way the U.S., likes to maintain cartels because it maintains an order.
All right, we got 1 minute real quick. Sorry. What song would you want to be the outro to this podcast? We got 30 seconds. I can add it. I don't know if I got to even add it on. I don't know if it'll add on to the thing.
Closing time.
That's the one you would want to pick? All right, go ahead, Christian. What's the closing song?
Oh, closing song. I don't know, man. Honestly, do not know.
Something Rowdy, I think. Something I don't know. Rowdy. Closing time, I think it's just
why,
like.
Why is he Two-Face? Why?
That's just something Rowdy, bro. Christian being a Two-Face.
Christian's the Two-Face, man.
Nah, you gotta flip. Yeah, he's a realist.
He's a Two-Face, Two-Six, and an SD.
He's all the gangs connected.
No.
He said, hell no.
He said,
hell no. He's throwing it up.
He said, hell no. He got both.
All right, man. We out here, man. We Rowdy as hell. Thanks for joining this podcast. It was Rowdy. Can't believe we actually got it for once.
Subscribe to Mama Bake.
Yeah. Peace out, guys.